you get in these environments like here, it's like this here. It's just a matter of just letting God do what he wants to do, because he's really the only one that can teach us. And so I think about some scripture and such, and but then the Holy Spirit then has to apply everything to us. And too much of too much of the churchdom is predicated on, thank you, predicated on natural things. And so I have to, you know, my job is to just make sure that we're growing in the Spirit, and to check us when we start to go into forms, which happens very, very easily, very easily. We have a form and it feels good, but it's nothing by the Spirit. And so that's our dilemma. You know, it's what the Lord was dealing with me this week about, that how personal Christianity is with him, and how he wants to touch us all personally. And it's not a set of rules, and it's not, Christianity is not an establishment. You know, we're not an establishment. We're not an institution. It's not an institution. And so even though you have responsibilities, it's, you know, you're not an apostle first. You're a person first with him. It's always that way. You know, even though we can say he called the 12 and they were apostles, but, you know, before that, he said, I'm not going to send you anywhere until you spend time with me. In other words, I'm your friend first. I'm always going to be your friend first. You're never, I don't even care what you call yourself. You're going to be my friend first. In other words, I'm going to teach you. I'm your friend first. That's why I can put up with your mistakes. You know, friends can put up with your mistakes. Because I'm your friend. Before your calling, I have to have your friendship. How personal we are. So he called the 12 and he said first, and he says in Mark 3, he says, I chose 12 so that they can come and sit with me. Because I have, so too much of the Christianity of today is going without friendship. It's more the institution than it is a quality group of people that love one another. And this is how people are going to know you, because y'all are so deep of friends together in the Spirit that it's just an attraction. Where do you get that kind of friendship from? And so we've turned things more into an institution, church more into an institution than organic friendship. This is why we could have that quote in the prayer, that prayer quote, and Kristen can come under conviction by her friend. Because somehow, and I know how it happened, but my prayer turned into an emergency. Whereas my friend's trying to breathe on me every day. And I know everything that you need, because I'm your friend more than I am an emergency prayer answerer, you know. You see what we turn Christianity to? Even when we talk about prayer, as soon as we talk about prayer, I have a need, and somebody's got to take care of that. It becomes an institution. Have I learned how to pray? No, have I learned how to be a friend? Right? Have I learned how to be a friend of God? I know we got the song, but it ain't that much to it. I always think somebody had something somewhere when they came up with it, but then it quickly went downhill. See, that happens with certain religious movements. You know, you get one guy who gets in contact with God on a friendship level, and then he starts something in the Spirit, and then very quickly it goes down in the dirt, you know. Because we made it an institution and a form instead of the personal side of things. You know, God's very personal with you. You know, you can make 1,000 mistakes. It's like the one quote we had, you know, he looks through all of them. He said, okay, what time are we going to eat together? What time are we going to eat together? You know, so even after the resurrection, right? Who said yeah? Yeah. Right? Because he is God. He's your father. He's your friend. Even after I'm resurrected from the dead, I'm going to find Peter so we can go to the beach and have some fish. This is after he denied me. This is after he denied me openly. And you know, Peter's swimming, that must be the Lord. And he's swimming, he gets there. And I wonder when he's swimming, he's saying, you know what, I'm in trouble because I denied that man. As soon as he gets to the shore, Jesus is cooking him some food. Ain't even thinking about his mistake. Not even thinking about it. I saw through all your mistakes. Because my friend and I, because I love him so deeply. See, Christianity is love. It's love before it's anything else. It's love is friendship. Before I don't care about what he denied me. I don't care. Matter of fact, all he was trying to do, I was just trying to teach him how much nothing in him can please me unless I'm on the scene. And that's that long lesson that we all got to learn. See, and then we try to put forms in the place of it. You put up a form, God said, I'm going to tear down the form, I'm going to tear down you, and when you're trying to please me with your raggedy righteousness. So it's raggedy. It's raggedy. We keep trying to please him. It's just raggedy. Okay. All right. Right? It's just very raggedy. Need a t-shirt for them. Right? Not right? Right? 5 years now from now is raggedy. 10 years from now, still raggedy. And 30 years from now, it's even more raggedy. Right? And you come to him, we're going to get a shirt. You come to him with the shirt on. He said, yeah, you're right. Right. Let's go. Let's have some fish. All right, Chris, we're going to have some fish. Because with him, and this is why I love when he comes in here like he comes in here this morning. Like he comes in here doing worship. See, the more you learn how raggedy you are, the more you're going to worship. We should all come in here with that shirt on. Because sometimes we come here with a little prop. The more you learn how raggedy you are, the more you want to just fall at his feet. Because he doesn't see your raggediness. Right? All he sees is how much he loves us. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your calling is. Do you love him? Right? Remember, he brought the disciples to him. He's my apostles. You can call them apostles, whatever. But he said, I called them in Mark 3:14. He said, I called them just to be with me. You have to hear that. I just want you to be with me. I just want you to be with me in the morning. I just want you to be with me in the evening. I just want you to be with me. Let me take care of the rest of it. Just let me be with you. And so there's this deep relationship with him. And he's constantly trying to spiritually get us closer to himself, no matter what's going on, no matter what our life is, our lives are about. Like the quote said. You know, I you know, the heart beats, you know, valves open or whatever, just constantly. And so, you know, that's your life. That's your life. And, you know, and spiritually, when we're learning how to pray and have communion, it's the same thing. I have this constant love keeps trying to get in my heart from heaven. I love you. And the more we have communion, the less emergency prayers we pray. God's with us. His presence is with us. His love is with us. When we come into this house this morning and worship's going up, you know, all you can start to see is God. That's all you can see is God. These are the matters that the institutionalized church has to find deliverance from. You know, there is a such thing. There's a such thing as God's presence with us. It's not just a song. It's an atmosphere that he died to give us, right? And we have to begin to know what his presence is like in the spirit. Okay. When you wake up and your eyes pop open tomorrow morning, something's got to be popping open on the inside of you. That there's a realm of presence that's different as day and night. It's got to be the light of the glory of God shining in our hearts more and more and more and more, right? The light of the glory of God. It's no, I was talking to BJ and Mike about this. See, this in 2018, the light of the glory of God that shines off of the face of Jesus Christ has got to prevail in your life 365 days. It's got to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. It's got to. You know, if you wear glasses, you know what I'm talking about, right? I've been wearing glasses since I was like, I don't know, mom, five or whatever. Your vision constantly gets worse. And then your prescription has to get thicker. But when you put on that next one, you see bigger. Right? So all I'm trying to say to you spiritually, there's a spiritual malady of darkness. And that Jesus can put the Holy Spirit can put a pair of glasses on your spirit that lets you see him more than you ever seen him before. See, all Christianity is to seeing him more. That's all it is. That's all it is. I was telling Mike and B. It's no different. Listen to me. It's no different than when there was darkness at the beginning in Genesis 1. And God said what? Let there be light. And then another order came in. It's no different than that. So I can read and read and read, but I still don't get no light. You understand? See, that's the problem with trying to give people just the scriptures to give them saved. All you're doing is educating their mind. There's no light going in their heart. Are y'all listening to me? That's why we pray the prayer, God, may the eyes of our understanding, may the eyes of our heart be enlightened so we might know what the hope of our calling, so we might know Christ and his deeper love. You know why there's not deep love? There's not deep light. See, when you see him, you're going to know him. When you see him, you're going to know him. Growth is seeing. Mature, the more we see him. So you go through circumstances, you go through things in your life. And the Lord allows it to happen. And how does it get you out? You're going to see me more than you ever seen me. Because he's the only answer. You sing the songs. We sing the song. You're the only answer. You know why? I'll tell you this, Dan. I'll tell you this. And you start to see things by the Spirit. See, it's always by the Spirit. You start to see things by the Spirit. And when you look at the scriptures, I look at Revelation chapter 3, with 2 and 3, where God's like instructing the church and the Holy Spirit's instructing the church and he that overcomes, you know. But before he did that, he gave him Revelation 1. He gave John Revelation 1. Revelation 1. Come on up here, and you're going to see me a certain way. So once you start seeing me, then I can start instructing you. See, we have a lot of instruction without seeing him. There has to be a revelation of Christ in your life on whatever level. See, there's no learning without seeing. Look at the circumstance. God, I didn't realize I hadn't seen you as one that could provide the baby blanket. I hadn't seen you like that. I've seen you now like I've never been before. I hadn't seen, you know. Because it's all a revelation of him. It's all God revealing himself to us. And I'll tell you, this is what I'm about to say to Stan. Even if you look back at all the Old Testament, all it was a revelation of him, a further revelation of him. That's right, right? You know, even write down Ezekiel chapter 40, verses 1 through 4. And I don't have time this morning. But listen, even when Israel was going in a very dark, dark way, chapter 40, did I say chapter 40? Just read it when you get home. They're in a dark way. God takes Ezekiel up to the mountain. And he said, okay, here's Israel. Right? And he showed him the temple. And he showed him all the beautiful things in the temple. Right? It's a type of Christianity. I want to get Israel back out of the darkness. But first, I'm going to send a prophetic voice to show them the picture of restored Israel. Here's the temple. Here's how beautiful it is. And so, Ezekiel, I want when you come down off this vision, you start sharing what you've seen with Israel. Because I got to reach. See, without a vision, people do what? I'm praying for your eyesight. What about it? Chapter 40, verses 1 through 4. I know y'all reading. It's okay. It's okay. You guys remember Isaiah in the day that Uzzah died? What? I saw him. I see people struggle. In Christianity, see them struggle all the time. Here's what we do instead of seeing, we put up forms. Because I got to do something. Because without sight, you know, we have the guy in John chapter 9, right? He was born blind. Who do you think that's prophetic of? You know what his deliverance was? It was sight. And as soon as he starts seeing, the religious people said, what? You need to get out the church. We won't be like that, Rainey. Rainey, can I come pray for your sight? Come on. We got to see. And I know how it is. Because see, when people are blind, when you tell a blind man about the color blue, it don't mean nothing to him. So the faith of God now is going to open up our eyes more to the spirit realm, and we're going to see blue in the spirit, right? And then, you know, have you ever tried to tell people about Christ, and it's just like, if God hadn't touched their eyes, they can't hear you. Father, thank you for the sight, the growth in spiritual sight, revelation that will come by the Spirit. Eyes open. It might happen through dreams. It might happen through a vision. It might happen through just encountering her quiet time. It might happen through trials and tribulations. But God says, now she can see like she's never saw before. Because that's the revelation and the grace of sight from above will come down on her. And just like darkness was overshadowing the earth, and you said, let there be light in Rainey's life. In Jesus' name, progressively growing in the light. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We got to grow in this. We got to grow in heavenly revelation. You know, the Lord comes in the room. He told Nathaniel, what's going to come? It's the Son of Man. You're going to see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Ascending and descending. When the Holy Spirit comes, there's going to be a whole different realm of revelation and light that we're going to walk in. This is for us. This is our priesthood. This is our walk. This is Christianity. This is the church. Are we seeing our Lord? Is there a revelation from heaven from him? Amen. This is what we got to walk in. This is the strange and the unusual. This is the resurrection life that we got to walk in. This is the realm we got to see past the natural into the spirit. We've got to be able to see our Lord high and lifted up. He's making disciples. Okay. All right. So I'm going to share a little bit of my message. Just a little bit. I get very, very passionate about this here. You know, I get people talking to me, and inside of me, I'm saying, you can't see. Oh, I know what you, I know you know this and that, and you've been to school, and I know this and that, but inside of me, I'm saying, you can't see. You're blind as a bat. You're blind as a bat. You know, the school of Christ, the school of Christ is not a pretty school. Not at first. It's not a pretty school. And you remember the Laodicean church, I got to put eye salve on your eyes so that you can see. You say you have this. You say you have that. You say you're rich. You say you have this, but you're blind and naked. Do you know how bad that situation is? You can take a Pharisee and drag him around, and he can constantly quote scriptures to you, constantly. But blind is, and not only blind, you know, here's what Jesus said. Not only are they blind, this is our warning. Not only are they blind, and they won't go into the kingdom, but then they prevent other people from going in also. You understand how passionate this got to get on us? You won't go in, and you won't let other people in. That scares me. See, that makes me want to, if I have to die, give me sight. That scares me. If I have to, give me sight no matter what the cost. Take my left foot, take my right ear, I don't care, but let me see. Because people pass all through Christian life with tags and titles, but can't see a thing. See, now the popular thing, when I met this person the first week, he's a pastor. The second week, he's an apostle. And then the third week, he's a bishop. It's happening fast. I'm not joking you. Now, apostle is the neatest thing now. I said, when you start calling him apostle? I don't know when he graduated. That's the mindset. There's no graduation, but they never were a friend of God that saw like him and never saw him. They never saw him. But we throw that tag out there. That's scary to me. When we really start to see him, you wake up in the morning and saying, this thing is 5,000 times bigger than my mind. All I need to do is sit down and worship because I can't get all this stuff. It's too big. It belongs to another order. But yet we throw apostle around. They're cheap rags. It's just cheap rags. I see, I don't want nothing to do with that. Zero. But what I want to do is, give me sight. Give me sight. Let me see in that other order, or the creator of the other. Let me see. You know, the more you see in the other order, the more you know you don't know anything. I'm ready for my shirt, Pastor Jerry. I'm ready for my rag, you know. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to wear that. I'll put that on my tag. You know, the hardest lesson God had to teach people was this one I'm talking to you right now. There's a hard, Peter and the boys, They were with him for 3.5 years. 3.5 years. And he still couldn't teach them. Right? Remember, at the end of it all, they're like, you can't die without us. We ain't going to die. We're going to be right there with you. They had a t-shirt on, didn't they? Because Jesus, the hardest thing he has got to teach is that we don't have strength in ourselves to follow him. See, I can go to church at 5,000. How many are you going to follow him? Bless God. So when I hear it now, I'll go to my knees because I got no strength to follow. And see, really, he can't send you until he teach you that lesson. Because you think you have strength to follow him. As soon as you're going to get some glory, as soon as you have the opportunity, it's going to be coming your way. But when you get light, not only do you see him, you see yourself. And not only do you see him, you see yourself. You know? And he finally got, you know, after 3.5 years, the scripture says Peter wept bitterly. Something finally broke in his tail. I can't do this. Something finally broken. Okay, good. Come and eat some fish. Because now I'm your strength. When are we going to learn that? When are we going to learn that? See, it's from the very beginning. From the very beginning, our mind is not like his. Even his own mother at the wedding. They ran out of wine. That's all she could see. They ran out of wine. That's all she could see. I just need some wine. You know, BJ a wino. They ran wino with a raggedy shirt. They ran out of wine. And Jesus said, what have you got to do with me? I ain't thinking along that line. You know, you think about that realm. I'm thinking about this one. We don't have anything in common, mother. See, flesh and blood don't get it. Even the one to come out of her womb, it's another place. See, it takes God a long time to teach us that. I don't think like you do. Jesus, do you want me to pour down fire from heaven on them boys that rejected you? You're wrong spirit, man. See, then there's PWM. I got to teach you the same thing. Yeah, right. Bless God. I'm doing okay. My uncle, listen, I hear people say this. I hear B say this, B. Uncle Joe, he a nice man. I'm like, because he a good person. He might not be saved, but he a good person. I'm like, you don't know what spirit you are. Who? I'm just messing with, I'm not really B, but y'all can make it him. Because see, y'all do it too. My cousin, he a good person, you know. He might not, you know, do this and that, but he a good person. Ain't nothing good in him. He raggedy as you. But see, it take God a long time to teach that lesson, see. It take a long time. But when he finally does, he can start using us. Because if he don't, you're going to go out on your own strength again. 2018, sight's coming, encounter's coming, but they're all going to lower you. I'm talking about in reality. I ain't talking about just in the song. I'm talking about in reality. Now we can touch the impossible. Because we come in touch with ourselves in him. And it doesn't matter if we're raggedy. As long as we got him. It doesn't matter how raggedy we are. As long as we're standing up in him, you know. I realize this. But Peter never changed. Peter never changed. It's just that somebody else bigger than him started taking the reins. And from the inside, he never changed. It's just Christ starting to come forth. You know? At the gate, that was just Christ healing the man. Peter's the same. It's like we say, God, why am I always blowing it? Because you're not like him. Because you're not like him. But thank God for his love. See, he's into the friendship thing. He's into the friendship thing. Yeah, you're not like me. But that's what makes our friendship, your trust and faith in me and not yourself. Man, God's going to use us like crazy next year, right? He can use us like crazy. We're going to step in here and we're just going to golf all out because the greater one is in here. Even with our rag shirt, raggedy righteousness shirt on, thank God. And people are going to think y'all crazy. I'm no good, but thank God he is. Thank God he can sit on the throne with him because he's our substitute. Thank God he can live our lives. You know, I love what Paul said. It pleased God to reveal his son in me. That's his only thing to claim to fame, that it pleased the Father to reveal his son in me. I got nothing. All them demons casting out, he just pleased God to reveal his son in me. Not I'm not doing a thing, you know. I'm putting my hand out and I can see his hand come over mine. That's how personal I am with him. My hand and his are kind of getting to be the same. Great thing. You know what? When we baptizing Mike down here, that's all we doing is putting another layer shirt on him. It ain't Mike. It's Christ taking over. That's why he says, "Do it again," because I want to get rid of me as much as I can, and let the higher order come through. The higher order is Christ Himself. Praise God for His blood. I still haven't got to my stuff. Oh, God. Amen. So I get up here and I can just start seeing you guys walking in a whole nother dimension. I can start to see y'all walking in the spirit and the Lord's presence coming in your house. I've been telling Gloria, I said, Gloria, glory is starting to come over our house, you know. And I realize, I'm saying that because I realize that it didn't start with quoting a scripture. Can y'all hear me? We started just growing spiritually, just growing spiritually. I know that there's an ultimate scripture, my God dwells in your household and everything you touch will be blessed. Right. That don't come tomorrow. That comes as you lose your life day by day. It comes as you, God teaches you in the spirit day by day, right? Right? All the mistakes, all them disappointments, all them frustrations, this stuff doesn't come without that. I get frustrated, y'all. You know, I got to live with glow. I get frustrated. Y'all follow me. There's frustrations that are going to come because with much tribulation, you enter into that kingdom. That don't come cheap. It comes with much tribulation. So when you go through stuff, you got to stay with it, right? I remember talking to Pastor Roz years ago when she started coming here. with all the maladies in her body and situations and stuff going through her life. And she's like, oh, my God, in the past, don't mention the past, religious experiences and stuff like that. Why is my life like this? But then you see her slowly coming out of that thing, man. If you get in the right atmosphere, you get the right people around you, you get the spirit, you get the right training by Christ, right? You get some of your, you get detoxed from the old stuff. Because it takes time to get detoxed from that religious form stuff. And then, you know, I remember B and Chris, when they came here first, they didn't, they sat in the back. They wouldn't say a word. I'm like, and they would just like wave at you. Couldn't get him to do nothing. Say, this is the same Chris y'all hear every Sunday morning. Slowly. Slowly, you sink your teeth into good stuff. Slowly, though, God detoxing you. He's killing the old, right? His presence gets bigger in your life than it was the day, the week before, the month before, the year before. Slowly, right? And I said, oh, Gloria, there's a Gloria. We've been saved for decades. But we finally got in an environment where the spirit was increasing. And it's starting to show up at our house. Every day as it glows, there's a glory starting to, and then the worry starts to leave, the concern for this need and that need starts to leave. There's a glory starts to come in the house. It's him. It's him. In spite of our mistakes, in spite of our failures, in spite of our, there's a glory. Now the scriptures mean something. He's the scripture. Oh my God. You know, Raquel was telling me about a dream she had the other day. It's like a great day. She didn't have that when she first came. She didn't have that when she first came. It's about Pastor Sharon. She didn't have that when she first came. But that realm increases, right? You're going to see heaven open and the Son of Man increase, go up and down, and angels minister to him. That's just the realm. That's just the realm that we're starting to enter into. And more we get dreams and visions and encounters about it. But together, you know, corporately, we do it together. Man, oh man. I ain't going to do my sermon today, Rocky. 2018, we're going to increase. You know, Pastor Jerry shared this with me the other day. This stuff. Can I share it? You don't even know what I'm talking about. Listen. See, in 2016, we had the form, right? We still. But we grow. Dang, we grow, man. Man, we grow. This is Pastor Jerry I'm about to tell him. I got you know now. She shouldn't have told me. She shouldn't have told me, you know. I'm going to tell her. They say, yeah, I'm going to tell her. But because it's all of us. I'm trying to tell you, it's all of us. It's all of us. Right? It's just where we are spiritually, but God keeps increasing us, right? So, you know, 2016, she said she found at the end of in 2015.
I might as well expose myself. I was going through my daily devotional book, and at the back of it, on December the 31st of 2015, I wrote three things that was going to change my life. This is the end of 2015. One, manifestation of my healing. Two, a new car. Three, more income. When I read it, I told Pastor I fell on my face and repented because I felt like I wasn't even saved. It was nothing in there spiritual. It was nothing in there about my eyes being. It was all natural, worldly, and all for me. It was nothing for the kingdom, nothing to bring his glory. And I wept that 3 years ago, but look at God's growth. How far I have come in 3 years. So this day is 3 years from when I wrote the three things. And I don't want but one thing to change my life now. We don't need but one. We don't have to have a list of things. If we see him, everything about our lives is going to change. But I called Pastor and I called Pat P. Mike. I said, y'all, I won't even save 3 years ago. I mean, it was just amazing. It was
right. So we grow, right? Because, you know, we hear messages and you say, well, you know, these are three things you need to change your life, you know. But now it's like, give me something in the spirit. Give me some spiritual eyesight. Let me see Jesus like I've never seen him before. Let me have some encounters in the heavens. Let me get to know him and the power of his resurrection. See, we grow from just kind of what natural kind of, I think a car is going to change my life. God is so funny.
Wanted a new car. I don't have a car now. And the income that I had, that I wanted more of, has decreased. That's the kingdom of God.
But the spiritual has increased. Hey, y'all, listen. Now you lack nothing.
Now I lack nothing.
Now you lack nothing. I'm praying for your eyes. I'm praying for your eyes. I'm praying for your eyes. You'd be just as content if you saw him. I'm praying for your eyes. Mind get renewed. I'm praying for your eyes. Because when you don't see him, you think natural. Who said amen? That tower? Oh, that was Joy. We're getting closer to him. We're getting closer to him. Amen. Amen. I'll do my message next week. Watch. Lest the Lord interferes again. Watch this happen. Watch God take Brother Cannon out in the spirit next year. Watch what I'm telling you. Watch his Lord and friend take him out in the spirit. And him having hard to find words to describe what happened to him in that encounter. Watch him do that. Right? Watch Stan's guitar start to float. Watch what I'm trying to tell y'all. The floating guitar be. Watch us get out the natural. Watch us get out of the natural next year. Watch us get out of the natural. Watch Deborah get in the spirit in her prayer closet. And even to redefine what it means to get in the spirit. Watch that happen. Watch Jesus be in every drop of it. Watch Jesus be in every drop of it. Oh, that's him. He's got, Susie has got that song. You know, every time I blink, me blink our eyes, there's a new song. Every time he blinks his eye, there's a new song. Every time he moves his pinky, there's a different way to worship, you know. Watch us get out there. Watch the songs that come. Watch the articles that come. Watch the experiences that come. And God's going to start breathing on us. Because he's been trying to find a people that will worship him in the spirit. Worship me. You're going to worship in me in the spirit. Not in this locality. Not with this form. Not with this thing right here. Like Christian said, he's going to find a new way to do it all the time, right? He's going to blink his eye. There's going to be a new song come out. Jesus, we get overwhelmed. Come up here and I'll show you. Come up here and I'll show you, he said. Come up here and I'll show you. Come up to this mountain and I'll show you. There's 1,000 ways to worship him in a second. in a second. There's a thousand ways to worship him in a second. Blow our mind. Praise God. Raymond, come up here and pray and close us out. If you would, please. This is a, you know, this is, PWM is a designated hand-picked site, hand-picked extension of heaven. He ain't going to let us off the hook, I keep saying.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. So we can all look forward to seeing in the Spirit. And seeing in the Spirit is a whole different seeing. It's seeing the unseen, knowing the unknown that God wants us all to know and see. It's a whole different realm that we all should strive in our heart to yearn for. And let's not even wait until the 12 o'clock. Let's begin to stir it up in our hearts and see. Because as Pastor said, it's necessary. Not for us, but for those that are walking in blindness. It's like an urgency that we need for family members, for people we work with, for friends. Remember, we're the answer. We're the answer in hopelessness. And that's what we have to have. We have to be the light. We have to be the seers for those that can't see. Amen. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that just in this last hour that our understanding has begun to be enlightened. We thank you, Lord, that you have put the call to see in our lives. And Lord God, I pray for everyone here. May our eyes be open. May our ears be open to your voice. May our hearts be open to do what you would have us to do. May we not struggle. May we not kick and fight. But may our feet just move when you say move. May our hands raise when you ask us to raise them. May we see the desperate cry in the world that you need us to see. Not in this arena, but in the when we shop, when we walk, where we work. May we see in the Spirit. May we be ready to see those that we're going to see before we see them. Let us know that this person is going to come in our midst today, and we know exactly what to tell them. May what we see change the lives of others. That's our heart's cry for this moment right now, and for it to carry into the next year. Let the next year be a continuation of where you're carrying us, where you're directing us. And Lord God, as we all purpose in our heart, no matter what we're going through, it's for a purpose and a plan. And we may not see that part, but let us see other parts around. Let us not be concerned of what we're going through, but be concerned of others. And Father God, we just thank you that we're able to, whether we are waiting for our healing, maybe sometimes don't feel like we're in our right mind, but we thank you that we're under the umbrella of your mercy and your grace. And that's all that matters. And Lord God, that's all that matters, that we're under your umbrella and that your eyes are on us as you are. I learned this week, it says, let God be our resource. And Lord God, we thank you that we can go to the resource of you and everything we need, everything we desire. But it's not even really about what we desire. It's about what you want us to have. And that's what we want. And so going into this new year, we're grateful for another year for you to work out your plan inside of us. And Lord God, we pray that every heart here will be surrendered unto you. May they give up all earthly things everything. We thank you, Lord God, for the house or whatever we have here on earth, just to be here on earth. But right now, Lord God, we want more, because that's what you desire for us to have, more of you. And so going into this next year, Father God, I ask for a covering over everybody, that they may desire the things of heaven. May every eyes be open. May every ear be open. May every understanding of who you are be enlightened, the depth, the width, the length of your love. May they understand that, if they don't understand anything else. Let that be the key to the part of the kingdom as we strive for the kingdom and for your glory. And we just thank you, Lord, for this day, this second, this minute, to praise you and glorify you and honor you as we wait on you, as we rest in your presence. Lord God, continue to abound in us, abide in us, stir up in us, Lord God, the heavenly things, the kingdom things. Stir it up. Turn us inside out. Turn us upside down. If that's what it takes, that is what we will do. Because without you, life is not life. But with you, heavenly life is the life that you desire for us to live. And we just thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, amen.